Okay, here we go. Today is Daf Ayin Beis. We are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis by the bottom line. Hamadir es ishto. If somebody makes a neder against his wife, that what? That she can't go to the Beis Mishneh and she can't go to the Beis Oval. So Bishlomo le Beis Mishneh. I understand why he doesn't want to go in there and why it's a problem. Because Ikin Noel Bifaneha. He's shutting off her life, her world. Why? He's shutting off her world. He doesn't want to do. She can't go out in public. She can't go with friends, and that's not right. Elo lebeis avel, my nol del befenah ika. What is he doing to her already? She can't pay a shiva call.
What's the relevance?
What?
What's the relevance of
the tika? Right. So we'll see exactly. So what? I don't know. But why he doesn't want her to go to pay shiva calls, I don't know.
Not why he doesn't want her. What's the difference if he wants her to go to this place or that way? He's stopping her from going to something.
Correct. So the Gemara's question, you're right. The good point. So the Gemara's question is, I understand you don't want her to have enjoyment. Why? So you have to divorce her because she can't go pay shiva calls. Does that make sense? So the Gemara says, yes, it makes a lot of sense. Tana, because you know why? Lamachar he meitha. Because someday she's going to die. And then you know what's going to happen? Then kalbaya softa. No one's going to be interested in mourning her. Right? Vika diamri ain't call baria sofna. No one's going to want to bury her. Either one. Right? Because why? Tanya. Hayy Rameir Omer. My dechsev, it says in Kehelis. Tov aleches al-beis avel, bileches al-beis mishta. Why? It's better to go to a house of mourning than to go to a party house. Right? Basherhu sof kaladam, which by the way, everybody ends up
same place.
Right? Vecha yitin alibo. And if you're alive, you'll think about this. What does that mean? My vecha yitin alibo. What does that mean? That means, devarim shal misa. Things about Misa, the sapeid yas defune, have a spadim, the kavar yikberune, bury, the dalil didal yidlune, the cry, the levai yilvine, to escort, to make a levaya, and the ta'an yitanune, and to carry, right? Meaning, and if he doesn't let her participate in that, then they're not going to do it for her. Right? The Ben Yehuda asked such an unbelievable question. He says, why is this out of order? Why is it out of order? The burying is the last thing you do. Why is it number two? And also, to give you a haspid, first you cry. So why is it out of order? So he says an interesting answer. He says, because the first two on the list, not everybody can do it. Not everybody buries. Only certain people are willing to do that. Only certain people can give haspidim. To cry? Anyone can do that. To show up to the Levaya? Anyone can do that. So the first two are the special ones.
I thought the first two don't have
mitzvahs. Could be also. Interesting. Interesting. Well, Levaya is not a mitzvah? It's not really.
It has
to be a
mitzvah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but right. It could be that as part of it. But these two, not everyone does them. So that's why they're first, because they're more special. Okay. But if there's a specific reason why he doesn't want her going, that's a different story. My davar acher, what's the reason? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Mishum Bnei Adam Perutzin Shematzoyin Sham. Because of the low people that are there, he doesn't want her being with low people. That makes sense. Amar Rav Ashi, Lo Amar Eladis Chazik. That's only true if there's a reputation that there are low people there. There's a track record that there are low people there. Avo lo is chazek, but if there's no track record, lo kol kamine. You can't just say, oh, you can't go there, there's low people. You have to be...
Well, he says you shouldn't go to clubs.
What? We're not talking about clubs, we're talking about a wedding. We're talking about a wedding. Right? We're talking about a wedding.
Right?
Vim amala almanas sheta amri. And we said, if he tells the wife to tell other people what they said, right, then that you have to get divorced. So, v'tema, so why can't she say that? Why can't she tell other people what the husband said to say? The answer is, I'm reviewed on my Shmuel, Devar Mishal Kalon. It's intimate things. It's things of intimacy. He wants to go tell my friends what went on between the two of us. That's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. Oh, shetehe mimaleya umaara laashpa. Or he told her. He told her she should go fill up the garbage. So what does that mean? So v'tiyavetz. Why can't she do that? What's the problem with that? So two answers. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the whole thing is a euphemism. It has nothing to do with garbage. What it means is shetamale vinofetzas. What it means is he's going to have relations with her, so to speak, fill her up, and then she's going to empty it out, not to get pregnant. That's a different story. Guy wants to do that, they shouldn't stay married. That's the first pshat. B'masisatana shetamale asara kademayim. He makes her fill up 10 pitchers of water v'ta'ara la'ashba and pull them out to the garbage. So now the question is, what's wrong with that? Bishlama asara bishlama. Where am I? Bishlama l'Shmuel mishum hachiyotzi vitin ksuva. That's why. So if you told the Shmuel that it's a euphemism for not wanting her to become pregnant, then I understand why they have to get divorced. I understand. Ella lebas nisa my lafka lemina David. What's the big deal? So she does that. The other version was she fills up the garbage 10 times. So what's the problem with that? The answer is because it's not a normal thing to do. What kind of foolish thing is she doing? She's always got a garbage can. It looks ridiculous. What's it doing to her? No, there's no need to be there. Go take this and put it in the garbage.
He says it's a euphemism for vigorous exercise after intercourse in order to prevent conception.
Now that's the first pshat. Right.
Yeah.
The second pshat is constantly going to the garbage. You're driving
It looks bad.
It looks bad. It looks like she's a shota. What's she doing hanging out by the garbage can? No, normal people don't do that.
Right.
He's making her do that. That's not a marriage.
She can sense though it's okay then?
It would appear yes. Okay, Amar of Kahana, Hamadaris Ishto, if a man makes a nether against his wife, Shalo Tishal, she can't borrow, Vishalo Tishail, and she can't lend, Nafa, Siv, Vikivra, Verechayim, Vitanar, all these kitchen utensils. You never borrow and you never lend. So Yotzi Vitan Ksuva, then you can't stay married. Why? Shemasiya Shem Ra Bishchuna Sei. Because everyone knows a bad woman here in the neighborhood. Can't go near her. Right? Unfriendly, no chesed. It's not a normal person. Tanya Namihachi, Hamader es ishto. We learned it similarly. You make a neder against your wife. Shlo tishal, she can't borrow. Velo tishal, she can't lend. Not for kiver rechai v'taner. Yotzi v'din ksuva. All these utensils, you have to get divorced and give her a ksuva. B'nei shemasiya shemra b'shchunasa. Because you're making a bad neighbor in the neighborhood.
He just repeated the same thing.
I know. It's other people said it. That's all. It was like Tanya Namihachi. Same thing. V'chein he also, shenadra, if she makes a neder. Forget him. She makes her own neder. Shelo tashil, v'lo shelo tishayil, she won't borrow, she won't lend. Nafra, kivra, v'rechai, v'taner, v'shelo tarok, begadim noyim, levonov, she won't fix the patches for the kids. Right? If he makes a neder like that, if she makes a neder like that, Tete shalov a ksuva, she can get divorced without getting a ksuva. B'nei shemasiya, shemra, b'shchanav. Because it's a bad thing in her neighborhood. She's a bad neighbor. And normal people don't behave that way. Okay?
Because it's her doing.
Right. Ve'elu yotzos, so if he made the nether against her, then she gets a ksuva. If she made the nether, she doesn't get a ksuva. Okay, next Mishnah. Ve'elu yotzos, shalov a ksuva. These are the people that go out without a ksuva. They get divorced, and they're not entitled to a ksuva. So who are these women? It's all women, right? Who are they? Haoveres al das Moshe, if she violates the law of Moshe, or the Yehudis. Or Yehudis means
Jewish practice.
The Minhagim of Moshe. Jewish practice. Might not necessarily be a mitzvah in the Torah, but this is how Jewish people behave.
Minhag,
that's what Rashi says. Shenagu b'nos Yisrael, afagaf de lo ksiva. It's a minhag, even though it's not written down anywhere. Ve'ezehu das Moshe, Gesundheit. Right, what's das Moshe? What does that mean? So the question is, why do we need a mission to tell them what that means? I don't know what that means. So the answer is no. Let's say she doesn't want to keep Shabbos. She doesn't want to keep Shabbos. That might not be a reason. It's not a nice thing. But the fundamental rule about marriage is you really don't go to Gehenna for your wife's averos. Not really. Nothing to do with you. The only things on this list are things that affect you. Like what? Like she doesn't keep kosher. So then you can't eat in the house. She doesn't take off chumas and maizmas. Can't eat in the house. That's what it means, Das Moshe. Look at the things on the list. She feeds you things that are not, no maizer. And Misham Shas Onida. She has relations with you when she's in Nida. She doesn't tell you. Right? She doesn't take challah. So those things, you can't stay in that. And she doesn't want to keep Shabbos. What does it do with you? It's not a nice thing. I didn't make this up. The Ram Shif says that. And the Rosh says it already. Right? That she doesn't lose her ksuva if she does things that have nothing to do with you. Now, I'm not saying she's a good person, because you shouldn't do averos. But she doesn't lose her ksuva for that. Unless it affects you. Okay? Right, and then the Rabbeinu Yonah says, the reason why we pick these things is because these are probably the most common things that affect the husband. Right? Food and the bedroom. What else is there? Right? Many other things are more, they're not right for her, but they don't affect him.
Shabbos, you cannot eat in your house.
Correct.
So it does affect you.
Right. Ein hachinami. Vinoderes, or another one on the list, she makes neders, the eno mikayemeth, and she does not mikayem them. We're going to spend the next 2 days on this neder issue. There must be something deeper that, like, what men don't want women to have neders. I'm not exactly sure why not. It must have been a big issue back in those days, right? V'ezehu das Yehudis. What is das Yehudis? What are men hugging? Right? So the Mishnah gives a list. Number one, Yotza, she goes out, Ferosha Perua, with uncovered hair. That's number one. Number two, Vitava Bashuk, or she sews in the street,
spinning in the street,
and the problem is, she exposes her arms. That's what Rashi says. Tosfos is going to give a slightly different shot on the base, but it's basically what it is. Right, doesn't mean that at all, exactly. It means that she's not... What it basically means is she's not Sanua. That's number two. Umu Deberes in Kol Adam. She speaks with people. They'd call that today a flirt. Right? Abashol Omer. Af. Listen to this one. Af. Hamikaleles Yeladov Befonov. She curses. So I think this means she curses her father-in-law. She curses her husband's parents in front of her husband. In his presence. It's also no good.
The reverse.
So she should only do it behind his back?
What?
She should only do it behind his back?
Yeah, so the question is, who's Befanov? Is Befanov in front of her husband or in front of them?
Right.
So we'll see on the base.
Who's in front of his presence, the
husband. The husband, so on the base, we'll see. Retire from Omer, af hafa kolanis, even a kolanis. Vezu kolanis, what does that mean? L'kishehi medaveris besoch besa. Vishchina Shomen Kola. She speaks here. It's talking about
loud mouth.
What?
It talks loud.
A loud mouth. It doesn't mean talk loud. You can go to the doctor for that. That's not what it means. It means. So he says over here. What does Rashi say? Rashi said no. He says over here. It's only about tashmish issues. Only about intimate things. She wants the neighbor to hear. So she stands by the window, extra loud, the neighbor should hear. Only about that. Not about the grocery bill. That's not the issue. The issue is about tashmish things. Intimate things, she's very, very loose about. Okay. Now, the Gemara says like this, if she gave you food that doesn't have maaser in it. Right? So, hey, dummy, what's the case? Idiyada, if you know, so nafrosh, so don't eat it. Don't eat it. That's a reason to not give a ksuva.
No, not separate.
I'm sorry, separate. So if you separate, right? Separate yourself. That's a reason not, like I said, it's not a good thing what she's doing. That's a reason to get divorced and not give a ksuva. So do it yourself. And eat the lo yada. And if you don't know, so mano yada, how'd you know? How'd you find out? Says the Gemara, lo tzricha, the kesti like this, the amra law, she says like this, ploni, kohen, tikin li es devarai. It's a Kri. The plumber, what's his name, took off Trumas and Maizes for me. I wasn't sure exactly how to do it. I went to the big expert, the Kohen. He did it. V'azel Shailei. And he goes and asks this Kohen. She's lying. See, so quarter in a lie. Right?
I hate to imagine.
What?
He sees the bill from Kifu.
So the Ritva says, a much simpler case. She admitted it. I said, did you take off 200 mizes? She says, no, I didn't. It's much, right?
Yeah.
Says the Ritva, because a woman will never admit when she does something wrong. So what does she do? She makes a whole elaborate thing. No, I went to What's-His-Name and he did it. Really? I go to What's-His-Name, it never happened. That's she'll say. But to admit that she did something wrong, that you're not going to find. You're not going to find such a thing. It's a much simpler case. You're not going to find such a thing. The case. Umeshmashto nida. So again, hey, chidem, what's the case? Idi yada be. If you know. Afrosh. Make sure you're right. Do a kahalacha. Idi lo yada. If you don't know. Nismach ale. You're allowed to rely on her. You're allowed to rely on her. Why? The Amar of Chanina Bar Kahana Amar Shmuel Menayin Lanida Shesaferis LaAtzma. How do you know that Anita counts to herself? She doesn't have a big calendar on the refrigerator and everything's checked off. Not like that. It's a private thing. She does it herself. She could be totally. But we trust her. How do you know that? Shemar it says V'safra La Shivas Yamim Lo LaAtzma to herself. So you trust her. So what? So what's the case? So the answer is the same case. Lo nitzricha the amar le the amar le ploni chacham tihar li et adam. Yeah, remember we had that shaila. Don't worry, I went to the rabbi. He said it's all good. The rabbi said it's all good. The azal v'shaili le. You go to the rabbi. V'shtachik shiak. He found that she lied. Right. He found out she lied. So then you know what? She gets divorced and she doesn't get a tshuva. She's lying about being a nida.
She didn't go there, or he.
She got into the car. She drove around the block for a half hour and came back in and said, "Oh, the rabbi said it's all good." So if someone does that, yeah, they don't get a tshuva. Hey, you're allowed to rely on her. You're allowed to rely on her, right? The Torah says that's the makar that you know that eid echad nemam bisurin. You trust your wife. She goes to the mikvah, right? So Tosfos asks a very interesting question. The little Tosfos, "Safra lo la'atma vim tomar." You see, vim tomar. Am I ein mebreches? Mivareches zava al sfirasa. How come she doesn't make a bracha on her count? Kimo shemivarechin al sfirasa omer. Daksiv v'safra. It says also by sfira she count. And we make a bracha. How come she doesn't make a bracha when she counts? Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Why doesn't she? So what you're saying is the answer. V'yeshlama, the answer is the ein mivarechin, you only make a bracha where the count doesn't get undone. By a nida, it can get undone. Right? After 4 days, she sees dam, she has to start over again. So you can't make a bracha. That's the only reason he says. Dein mevarchin elabi yovel. You make a bracha on counting the years of yovel. She mevarchin bezdin, bechal shana. She la'olam lach yachal limanos keseder. You can always count in order. V'chein la'omer, v'chein omer, aval zava. But a zava, she imtira, if she sees dam, tistar, she has to start over again. Ein lo lemanos. That's not a bracha. You can't have to count over again, so that's not a count that gets a bracha. Interesting answer. Right?
If she misses a day, could she still count with a bracha or not?
Ibai Zema. Another answer is, Kidr of Yehuda. Dam of Yehuda. The different pshat. Not that she told him I went to the rabbi. The case is everybody knows, or there's a rumor, or there's a big suspicion that she doesn't go to the mikvah. How do people know that? I don't know, but then they do know that, right? Huchzik nida b'shchila say and baila loka aleha b'shum nida. That
it's a very private thing. Nobody would know.
What?
It's such a private thing. Nobody would know.
The Todd says,
"What do you mean? You have a small neighborhood.
The tour says,
the tour have a small neighborhood with one mikvah for 20 women, and the mikvah lady never
The tour says the exact opposite.
The tour says
the exact opposite, and Rav Moshe says also in a tshuva, the women wore different clothing when they were nidas. Everybody knew." It's a very different world. On the one hand, it's a private matter. On the other hand, if you think about it, really, there's nothing to be embarrassed about. Every woman becomes one. It's not that it's only her. She's the only one. It's a whole busha. No, there's no busha factor. Every woman's like that. The tour says they used to wear different clothing. that you can recognize them. You know why? Because it was tumah connected to it.
Exactly.
So stay away from them. If she comes near me, I'm going to become tummy. If she spits on me, I become tummy. Right? If she sits on my couch, as Mati said, I become tummy. They used to wear different clothing. So it's not such an intimate thing. Yeah, today, I don't want it to say, it is private. It's a private matter. But there's a public aspect to it. There's a busha aspect. So if she doesn't go to the mikvah, that raises a lot of eyebrows. Then he's still being with her. He should know better. Right? So it would be unheard of for a woman never to wear those clothing. What is she? It's a kind of super person? She never becomes an either?
It's possible she aged out of it.
No, we're not talking about a case like that. She's in her 20s. She didn't age out of it. Right? So, well, I understand. How come she doesn't never wear those clothing? Everyone else does. So the husband says, I don't pay that any mind. She does that. She doesn't get a tshuva.
So the neighbors know, but not him. He's clueless.
What?
The neighbors know, but not him.
No, so he gets malchus. I don't know how clueless he is. How
his neighbors know that she's
right, and he doesn't want to be makabel at. Hey, not that he's clueless. He's not makabel at. Okay, again, next case. V'lo katzal lachala, and he doesn't want to give chala. Again, she doesn't take off chala. Heichidan, what's the case? Easy, yada. If nefesh, if he knows she's not taking off chala, let him do it himself. Same answer.
Don't eat from it.
El dilo yada mino yada, and if he doesn't know, how do you find out? The answer is Lo Tzricha the Amar Le Ploni Gabal Tikan Liyasa Itha. Yeah, what's his name? Took off the challah for me. V'azal v'shayli v'ishtach hashiakwe. And he goes and asks that guy, and it turns out it was a lie. The whole thing is made up. Now, no deres ve'ena mikayemes. If she's a ned, if she makes a neder, and she doesn't keep the neder, he's allowed to divorce her. Why is that? Why is not keeping a neder? And I'm not talking about a neder that affects him. She made a neder, not eating potato chips today, and she violated it. So what does that do with him? It's like she didn't wear shatnez today, or she wore shatnez today. It's not a nice thing. What does that do with him? It's her cheshon, it's her relationship with Hashem. What does it do with him? No, it's a different story here. Tamar mar, bavon nedarim, banim mesim. For the sin of nedarim, children die. So I had a kasha, which I didn't really see an answer. That doesn't change even if they're divorced. They're still the same children. So even if she makes a neder, she makes a neder and she doesn't keep it. It affects the children. So what's the difference if they're married or not? How does divorcing her help that?
No, so if you won't have more children than her then.
You won't have more children that'll never be under that. I hear. Everything else, in fact, she can't be with a woman who doesn't take off children's mitzvahs. Not the food, the whole house is not kosher. I understand you have to let her go. How does letting her go here solve the problem? I don't really know. Maybe what Marcel said. Anyone have a suggestion?
What happens if she
says
Lashon Hara? She becomes a
Tzaraat,
then she has to separate from him for 2 weeks.
Okay, so. What?
As a
mission.
You know,
no, but he doesn't have to divorce her for that. So she spoke Lashon Hara. It's like, it's the next time, do tshuva, don't do it next time.
No, I'm saying.
That's every Mevera is like that. Don't do it next time.
No, but then she has to
get Tzaraat,
and she has to separate from him, and
you know,
she has to go out, you know.
Okay. So that's a consequence of speaking Lashon Hara. So don't divorce her for that. I mean, she never gets out of it, you mean? She's in Tzaraat forever? I don't know. Shenemar al titein el picha lachato es miserecha. Veze he maisa od yidei adam yidei ma veelu veze he maisa yadav shel adam haviyomer banavu benosav. Your children is your maisa yadav, and those are affected by nedarim. He can't stay married to her. Vlachanam mehacha, different place. Lashav he kasi as bneichem lashav al iske shav. On talking about shav, which is nedarim. Tanya hayir meir omer. Rebbeir says like this: if you know your wife made a neder and she didn't keep it, make her make the neder again. Says the Gemara, Yadirena neder again, the Maya Mesakinla. How's that going to fix anything? Ella rather, Yachzar v'yaknitena. You bother her. Kidei shetidar befanav. No, she'll make the neder in front of you. Then v'yofrala, and then you'll what's it called? You'll be made for it. And I think by being made for it, you're made for the other neder also. Right?
Yeah, it's too late. Then you have to. How much time do you have to make for a neder?
A day.
Right, so she made.
So she made a neder that she's not taking a bath. Right? She made a neder that she's not taking a bath. And what happened? He didn't hear about that neder. So he wasn't able to be made for it. And that's not keeping. She's not keeping. Oh, no, that doesn't make any sense. She made a neder that she's not eating potato chips.
Right.
And then he heard she's not keeping that neder. She's eating potato chips.
She
So then he found out. But now it's too late because he can't, he forgot, whatever it is. He thought she's going to keep it. Oh, it's good. Finally, she made another sign of the potato chip. She could use to lose the weight. So he doesn't say anything. Then he hears that she's not keeping the nether. So what does he do? He gets her to make the nether again.
Why does he have to make the nether again?
I'll tell you why. Then he's made for it.
Now you can
eat potato chips.
Why can't you even make for without making the nether again?
What? Because you can only do it in a day.
If you not, huh?
You only have a day to do it.
So the worst scenario is after 30 days the nether goes off anyway.
Yeah. So Umberlo, the whole answer is Ein Adam Dar Im Nachash Bekfifa. You can't live together in one tiny little room with a snake. You can't have a relationship like this. It's not a normal relationship. Tanya Hayir Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol Yodea Beishta She'ena Kotza Lo Chala. If you know your wife is not taking off Chala, Yachzar V'Yifresh. Go back and take V'Yachzar V'Yishach Achareha. You take off Chala. So Amru Lo Ein Adam Darim Nachash B'Kfifa. You can't have a house like that where one person is not religious, another one is religious. It's a crazy thing, right? You can't be in a room with a snake and avoid the bite. You can't do that.
That's just by Chala everything.
By everything. Right? So we'll give you these examples. Right? Now, Man Demasti La'aha, the one who said it about Kachala, Kol Shkein Ahach, would surely say it about being an Ida. Right? Avol Man De'amasne Ahach, but the one who said it about an Ida, Avol Ha, but about Kachala, Zimnan, it might happen, Demakri V'achel. You might eat it. Therefore what? Therefore what? Didn't know what that meant.
It's unavoidable by
challah.
Right.
It's unavoidable. Therefore, what?
Maybe
he should go ahead and have a crazy home like that.
No, he shouldn't.
What?
No, so maybe he should get divorced.
Then he should get divorced. Right. Okay.
How about the other way around? The husband's doing all these things. Is that ground for divorce? If he's not.
That's a good question. I don't know. I think we might get to that later. Vezi Das Yehudis. What is a Das Yehudis? What are the Menhagim of Jewish people that warrant not only does she get divorced, she doesn't even get a ksuva, number one on the list. Yotzev Rosh Perua. She goes out without her head being covered. So the Gemara asks, Rosh Perua? Daraisa he. That's a Daraisa. That's not a That's not a Minog. A Minog is a Daraisa. How do you know? The ksuva says, Upara es Rosh Isha, because you uncover the head of a Sota. Vitana de Beir Rishmal. Azhara libnos Yisrael, it's a warning, shelo yatsu b'pura rosh, that they should not go out with uncovered hair. Rashi says something fascinating. Look at the bottom Rashi on Amud Aleph. He says, why is that? Why do we make her cover her hair? So Rashi says, mida avdinan la hachi l'nivala, she did something inappropriate, being with a man, a sota, mida kineged mida. So making her cover her hair is mida kineged mida. You hear this?
Uncovering it.
Kemo she'asasa lehisnos al beula. She went ahead and uncovered her hair to entice some other man. Right? To make herself look pretty. Lehisnos al beula. To make herself look pretty to the other guy. Therefore, michlal to asa. So what do you see? Now let her do that. You're not allowed to uncover your hair for some other man. Then Rashi says, Inami, or, no, it's a kind of shot of that. Inami, midichsiv, upara, it says, you uncover, michlal, dahu shaita, la perua. That until then it's covered. Right? What's Rashi's first shot? Right? Shvamina, ain derech, benos yisro, lotes perua's rosh, v'chein iker. This is the main shot. First shot.
I don't understand.
The first press of funny shot. Yeah.
I don't understand. It says it's midaraisa. Why go further?
Exactly. So what exactly?
Trying to explain it.
Who, Rashi?
Yeah.
I know. What was the first part of Rashi? What's he talking about?
You gotta admit the Raisa. Why go further?
Right. So the Gemara says, you're right. So the Gemara says, no. Midor Raisa calls a shopper dummy. Midor Raisa, it'd be enough if she wore a net in her hair and you could see the hair. But the hair is in a net. That'd be enough. Midor Raisa. Is that what it means? Right?
Yeah. Like a fishnet? Where
some kind of fishnet. Right? And you could see the hair in between the netting. Am I wrong about that? Some kind of basket, but the key is that one speck of hair can be seen. It can be seen. That means the right side is enough. Das Yehudis, no. I feel it calls the Nami Usser. Even that is Usser. And that's what she doesn't do. If she doesn't do that, you can divorce her without a tshuva. Amar Rav Asi, listen to this Gemara. Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan, 1 second. Kalsa, if she's wearing a netting, ein ba mishum peru arosh. That's not considered, not covering the hair. Midoraisi is satisfied. So, heavy bar Rav Zera, so Rav Zera had the following question. Heicha, 1 second. Where is this woman? Where is she wearing only a netting? That said it's good enough. Ilema bashok, if it's in the street, dasi hudasi. The minhag is not to do that. That's not enough.
Maybe in the house.
Ah, ve'ela b'chatzer. She has to cover her hair in the house.
Why not?
Im kain, if that's true, listen to this lashon. Lo hanachta bas la'avram avinu she'yoshevet tachas ba'ela. You made it impossible for a woman, a daughter of Avram Avinu, to live in a house with her husband, to make her wear cover hair all the time. I mean, impossible. Okay, there is a story that Kimchis, the special woman, even the beams of her home, didn't see, and she was zochet to 7 kaharim gadol children. That's a midas chassidus. It's not a halacha. Fascinating gemara here. You can't expect a woman to do that all the time. A married woman. It's an unbelievable line. Gemara says, you're right. Amar Abaya, the itam of kahana, you're right. The answer is, when is a hair like that good enough? Well, michatza lechatza v'derech mavui. You're going from the neighbor to the other neighbor through the backyards, right? Rashi says, "Lo shchichi rabim." Now, most of the time, there's nobody really there. So you want to go cross over to the neighbor. You want to, okay, it's good enough.
An alleyway.
Well, not really people there. Okay, that's good enough. But in the street, it's not good enough. And in the home, you don't need that. So where is this good enough? Okay, you're going by the neighbors, better by the yard.
So what's the determining factor, rabim?
What?
What's the determining factor, rabim?
I'm sorry?
The rabbi is a determining factor?
Yeah.
And if it's a yachid, it wouldn't be a determining.
What do you mean a yachid?
It's one person walking by that same mavli.
No, so he explains. There's another, different Rashi explains like this. He says, since you're not hanging out there, not sitting there reading the newspaper, you're just walking quickly through, right? And your hair is not really able to be seen all that much also, because it is covered. Right, and it's only through a derech mavui, and there's not people there, and plus you're already covering it a little bit. It's all these factors good enough, right? I think the kicker is, Rashi said, the lo shchichi rabim. Most of the time, there's nobody there, right? Okay. By the way, everyone's out. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, and your wife has to go take the garbage out.
Oh, no, never happened.
Right? So what happens? This would be a case like that. Can she go without her head covered at all? No. Can she go like this? So maybe, yeah, there's no shirki rabim at that time of night. There's 2 seconds, they come right back. Could be. You can find such a thing. Okay. The truth is, that's not a good case, because it never happens.
It never happens.
My rabbi says that the
kesuba
is a non-written thing that a man must take
out. Right. It's Minig Yisrael. It's Minig Yisrael.
Okay. And the man has to put on his yarmulke before he goes out to take out the garbage.
Right.
Is that Shom Rishon or the whole thing?
Next. V'tava Bashuk.
Forever.
Oh my goodness, it's late. V'tava Bashuk. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel. B'mara Zerasel of Ne'adam. She exposes her arms. Rav Shmuel of Chista Amar Avimi. V'tava Vered Kineged Piha. It's a different, slightly different thing. She's weaving a rose. Her pia means her private area, right? Basically, with the baris, and basically, it's a way to entice people. With the baris im kol adam, amir vuda mar Shmuel, b'metacheket im bachrim. She speaks with the boys. She talks to the bachrim. Amir rabba bar bachana zim nechada. One time, avikah zil na basrei drav ukva. We were with her ukva. Chazit elahi aravio. We saw an Arab woman. It's a Jew. It's a Jewish person. I think it's a Jewish person. Tavia, she was sitting there. Kashad de pilcha, she was had a needle. Vitavia, vered kineged paneha, and she was weaving by her on her lap. Kivin de chazitan, when she saw people, piskizei lepilcha shadisei, she threw her needle. Someone should go get it and see, or she should go bend down and everyone would see her. Amrle ulam, young boy, havli pelach, can you bring me my needle? Amrle barukva milsa. So Rav Ukva went over and told her something. What did he tell her? Ravina Amar Tava Bashuk Amar Ba. He told her she's a Tava Bashuk. She's a low person. Rabbanan Amri Medaberis Im Kal Adam Amala. He told her she's a gadabout, right? Therefore, the husband wanted, he can divorce you and not give you a ksuva. Abashal Amar Afa Mekaleles Yoledes Befanav. She curses her in-laws. Amar of Yehuda Mashmol Bemekaleles Yolidav Befne Molidav. She curses them in front of the husband. V'simanach, Ephraim and Manasseh, Reuven and Shimon, Yehuli. Even though Reuven and Shimon weren't in the room. Right? They weren't in the room. Amar Rabba, the Amri Lei, Nichla Arye, Lathaba, Ba'ape Brei. A lion should eat your father, the grandfather in front of the father. Right? Okay, same thing. Reptarfan Amar Afa Kolonis, not Kolonis, what does that mean? Amar, we said she spoke very loud. Amar Yudah Amar Shmuel, B'shemez Kolal Itzke Tashmish. She talks very loud about Tashmish. Right? Not about the grocery bill, about Tashmish. So he wants anybody to hear. B'masni Satana, B'meshameshes B'chatzer Zu, V'nishmer Kolal B'chatzer Acheres. Right, you speak here and you go over there. So v'nisne gabi mumin b'masnisin. So then, why isn't that a mum? So the Gemara says, you're right. El machbarta kishinin meikarit. The first shot is better, which is she wants to speak. The neighbor should hear about their intimate life. Okay. Next Mishnah. Hamakadosh es aisha almanas she'ein aleha nedarim. If you marry a woman on condition she doesn't have any nedarim, v'nimsa aleha nedarim, and it turns out she does have nedarim, ein mekadeshes. It's not a good kedushin. Why is it not a good kedushin? The Tanai never was Mekoyim. It was on Tanai that she doesn't have Nedarim.
Why? To make a choice.
Exactly. Kansa Stam. If you marry a Stam, V'nimsa Aleha Nedarim, Teitei Shelo B'Ksuva. She goes out without a Ksuva. Why she goes out without a Ksuva? Right?
Yeah.
We're going to explain all that. Almanas She'ein Ba Mumin. On condition she doesn't have any mumin, v'nimtza ba mumin, and it turns out she has mumin, ainu mekadeshes. Doesn't work. Kansa stam, he married a stam, v'nimtza ba mumin, teitzei shelo b'ksuva. Right? No ksuva. Kal ha-mumin ha-psulim b'kahanim, psulim b'nashim. What kind of mumin are we talking about? Any mumin that will pass a kohen. Even if she's a lefty? Even if she has an outy belly button?
Right.
Okay, that's what it says.
I got an outy.
What?
I got an outy.
Tanan, you know what percent of people have outy belly buttons?
I'm in the lefty part.
Yeah, I know.
About 10%?
10%. Interesting. Tanan Nami, Gabi Kedushin.
Is that in the...
It's in the art school, actually. It's in the art school in Bechoros. It talks about the mums. It said that. That's where I saw it.
Yeah.
Probably surgery for that.
Tanan Nami, Gabi Kedushin. Ki Hai Gavna. We learned the same exact thing in Kedushin. Same exact mission appears in Kedushin. What does it say? That also, if you made it married on condition, that it's like much as well. Hacha ksuvas it's trichalei tana kedushin not the ksuvas. Yeah, here we're talking about the ksuva. So we throw in the kedushin derech agav. Hasam over there kedushin it's trichalei tana ksuvas not the kedushin. But the problem is that it's out of order because ksuvas comes first. So you have to say that Rabbi Danasi. You have to give some answer. Amar v'yachalim Rishon Shem Medi Hatzadak be'elu adam amru. What kind of nether are we talking about? She's not going to eat meat, drink wine, or wear normal clothing. Tanya nami hachi, be'elon adorim amru, tvarim she'esh behem inu nefesh, they have inu nefesh. She's not going to eat meat, she's not going to eat meat. Okay, we'll do one more line. Havi be Rav Papa, ahaya. Rav Papa had a following question. What was that line going on? Ilei ma'aresha, if it was the first statement in the Mishnah, that what? That you married her on conditions you had no nedarim and it wasn't true. Then kivin de kakapid. One second, if he doesn't want any nedarim, then afilu kol milinami. And any neder is a problem. Even if it's not about, even if it's something silly. He said, I don't want a woman with nedarim. She has nedarim. So why is it only nedarim of Yidu Nefesh? Ela Asefa. It must be going on the Seifa, which was what? I marry her stam, but for some reason these nedarim are really bad. Ravashi Amar no, la'olam ha'resha. Really is talking about the resha. Umidi de'kpidi me'inchi have kepeda. He only is bothered by things that are normally bothered by. Umidi de'lo kepedi be'inchi lo have kepeda. But if it's not normal things, he also doesn't care about that. He only cares about the normal things.
But didn't they give the same example before? Let him do the neder again and he's made for it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. No, because I'll tell you why.
Right away, give her a divorce.
Yeah. No, because he married her on this condition. That's why.
So what?
I hear. All right, so we'll pick up here tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
You're the same.